Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. We've just launched a new online initiative called Planet Harmony, where young people who have often been left out of the environmental debate can report on the issues affecting their communities. Today's story comes from Los Angeles. California's Department of Public Health says less than half of African Americans in the state eat enough fruits and vegetables, often because fresh produce simply isn't available where they live. A farmer's market in LA's predominantly black Crenshaw neighborhood is finding that if you build it, they won't necessarily come. Planet Harmony's King Anye Howell reports.
So we out here, the Harabi Farmer's Market. It's crazy empty. I mean, I've been here since maybe 12 o'clock. It's almost 2:30. And nobody here. I maybe saw one person go get some fruits.
It's an average Saturday morning at the Harambe Farmers Market. Baskets of bright red tomatoes and strawberries settled next to fresh picked greens and okra all compete for attention in the area saturated with fast food chains and lesser known grease depots. The market is at the busy intersection of Crenshaw and Slauson, at a former fire station tucked between a bank and an auto paint shop. Michelle Guillame lives in South Central. She says the farmer's market is in the perfect location to attract customers.
It's where, you know, commercial business meets hustlers and street vendors, and, you know, with Crenshaw Boulevard being what it is, just everybody, it's a main vein through our city, so you get some of everybody, and we all mingle on these corners.
Guillame buys fresh strawberries to add to lemonade, green onions and lettuce for her taco truck that operates right outside the market. Nearby, a customer is buying oranges.
Okay, well, I have oranges, $3-4.
But apart from them, there are very few shoppers. The African Firefighters and Benevolence Association, or AFIBA, that organizes the market is really trying to attract more customers and expand the market, which currently only has 7 stands. They've hung a large banner advertising the market's hours for the thousands of cars that drive by daily. They telephone local residents, and they also try to lure customers with a live band. But even that doesn't seem to be working. The market remains largely empty. Shoppers pass the market by and head for the neon-emblazed Ralph's Supermarket. I walked across the street to ask a Ralph's customer, Ladine, why she didn't come to the market.
I think mostly everybody bought their produce here because, you know, you want to go to one place to get everything you need.
The big supermarket may not have quality produce, but it is convenient and familiar, while the farmer's market remains hidden in plain sight.
Okay, I didn't know about the market, and now that I know, I will go.
Vegetables at Harambe go straight from the ground to the community. The food here provides nutrition that is missing from the fast food chains and bodegas that line these streets.
Today we have grapes.
That's vendor Etha Robinson.
Corn that was grown in the Williamson's farm up in Merced.
The lack of customers puts farmers like Larry Williamson, who labor to make fresh produce available to the black community, in a tough spot.
I could probably run this for another struggle along for another 5 years.
Williamson is a native of Los Angeles, but farms about a 4-hour drive away in Merced, California. He told me that he is in a unique position to help provide healthy options to the African-American community.
I don't think that I'm going to never garner the Italian market, the Hispanic market, or the Asian market.
Okay.
So I make it very clearly, I'm in a better position to help the black market because we've always had the arguments from the 80s to the 90s. The food that comes to our stores are always, it's old, it's tainted, and all these things.
His farm grows $150,000 to $200,000 worth of produce annually, but he has to give away most of his unsold crops or feed them to the chickens and goats that graze on the farm, so he barely turns a profit. However, Williamson keeps coming back to the farmer's market. He's committed to providing competitively priced, healthy alternatives to the cheap junk food that's so common here. For Larry, it's about more than just green. He has a vision.
I have enough land and enough seeds that I can make probably an extra $20,000, $30,000 to put in my pocket and be totally satisfied. But that's not my goal. That's not my objective. My goal is to, in the next 5 years, I want to own 100 acres and lease 1,000 acres. With that amount of land, I can feed every black family in California.
And maybe Williamson's enthusiasm is starting to catch on. Traffic at Harambe is slowly picking up. The people who organized the market have added more regular activities like live music and self-defense workshops. They also accept WIC vouchers. With the help of farmers like Larry Williamson and the AFIBA Center that supports the market, Harambe may slowly start to shift inner city eating trends. Drop by if you're ever in LA on a Saturday afternoon. Let me get some of these grapes. For Planet Harmony and Living on Earth, I'm King Anya Howell.
King Anya Howell reports for our brand new online offering, Planet Harmony, which welcomes all and is designed to have special appeal for young African Americans. Check it out and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. That's myplanetharmony.com.